The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Good morning and welcome, and thank you for listening in this morning to Call to Worship to God, the Creator of Heaven and Earth. This morning you will hear the truth from the Word of God, the Bible, and also we'll be discussing promises of Christ's return. And this morning also plenty of good music, and you'll hear hymns of faith, of love, of hope, and that can bring joy and peace and prepare us for the second coming of Jesus this morning. Welcome, and we've got a lot of things to talk about this morning, straight from the Bible, and I just welcome you again and thank you for tuning in to Fresh FM this morning, live Sunday the 22nd. Of May. And let's just start off with a prayer first before we get on to this, get on with the call to worship. Father, thank you for this day. That we're able to share your word, Lord, and we just ask your Holy Spirit to come and enlighten us this morning, give us understanding, and also the listeners this morning, Lord, as we impart the word in Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning, our reading this morning comes from a book called The Great Controversy. And I think this is a good start to our topic this morning. So just take a few minutes before we get into our first song. So one of the most solemn and yet most glorious truths revealed in the Bible is of Christ's second coming to complete the work of redemption. To God's pilgrim people, so long left to sojourn in the region of shadow and death, a precious, joy-inspiring hope is given in the promise of his appearing, who is the resurrection and the life, to bring home again his banished. The doctrine of the second event is a very keynote of the sacred scriptures. From the day when the first pair turned their sorrowing steps from Eden, the children of faith have waited the coming of the Promised One to break the destroyer's power and bring them again to the lost paradise. So holy men of old looked forward to the event of the Messiah in glory. As the consummation of their hope, Enoch, only the seventh in descent, from them that dwell in Eden, he who for three centuries on earth walked with his God, was permitted to behold from afar the coming of the Deliverer. Behold, he declared, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. You can find that in Jude 14:15, and the patriarch Job, in the night of his affliction, exclaimed with unshakable trust, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the later day upon the earth. In my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Job 19:25-27. Here, I think that's a good start for our program for this morning. On some of the promises of Christ's second coming. God bless you this morning. Thank you for listening in. And you're with Willie Manu this morning, and I'm here from 9 o'clock to 10 a.m. this morning. And we're on weekly at this particular time, 9 to 10. So if you enjoy listening in to old hymns, praise songs, and Bible verses and messages, so you know, I invite you to keep tuning in every Sunday. And our first song this morning is Called to Worship. It's Philip Graykendine.
Still the praise. time to give your heart. Oh, come, just as you are, to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Amen. That was an invitation to you by God to come to worship Him now while you can. And of course, what we're talking about is that Jesus is coming back soon, and then what God is calling everyone here on earth is to come and worship Him, to come to know who the true God is, and that is God. And of course, His Son came down to die for us, and that he's coming back again soon. And this is what it's all about. And I found this verses from the Bible that says, I think this is found in, this verses can be found in also Ezekiel 20:20. And it says, if you turn your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and I shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. And I think this is the same verse here, but it says, if you watch your step on the Sabbath and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath day as a day of joy, God's holy day as a celebration, if you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I'll make your ride high and soar above it all. I'll make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob. Yes, God says so. So, very interesting. And also just remind you that God has three last messages for the world. And in the first message, he says, then I saw an angel fly directly overhead with the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every tribe, every language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the fountains of water." So what the Bible and God's intention is to call people back to true worship, to, as he's the creator of all things, to worship him on his Sabbath day, or on the day that he rested after creation, the six-day creation. So we'll discuss that a little bit further after this song here. The next song is another great song. And this song is actually about the Sabbath day. And it's sung for us this morning by the Fountain View Academy. God bless you today, and I hope you have a great day out there.
Sabbath, the Lord our God has blessed. Of all the week, the brightest, of all the week, the best. It brings repose from labor, it tells of joy divine. It's beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today, who said to his disciples, "I am the living way." And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Day of sacred pleasure, its golden hours we'll spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. O gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art! How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day.
Amen. God bless you this morning as we continue on our discussion here on the promises of Christ's return. And wasn't that a beautiful song that just reminds us of the Sabbath day? And of course, some people get it mixed up or get it wrong. They think that the Sabbath day is a Jewish creation or Sabbath, but the Sabbath day is actually goes long way before the Jews. It goes way back to when God created the earth in the beginning. In the Bible it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth and the sea, the fountains of waters. And created, literally in 6 days, created the earth. And on the seventh day he rested. And that is why the Sabbath is important to God, because he's our creator. He created us and he wanted us to have happiness. He probably could have seen way back from the beginning, 6,000 years ago when he created man, right until now, and how stressful that life was going to be for us. And hence the reason he has given us advice and said, 6 days shall you do your work, but on the seventh day, I want you to rest up. I want you to commune with me, to celebrate creation, of, you know, look around, relax, and just enjoy the day, and not to do any sort of business that stress you out, but just give the day to him. And if we go further into just a very quick discussion here on on the first angel's message, that I've read up before, and it says, "Then I saw another angel fly directly overhead with the everlasting gospel to proclaim or to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, kingdom, every nation, tribe, and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of water." So everything we're talking about here, it's not from me, because I know nothing, but it's all from the Word of God. And we praise God for that this morning. He's a God of love, and the call is a warning for all human beings that Jesus is coming soon. And if we don't hear that warning and obey it, then, you know, we'll be lost forever, i.e., at the end of the day, we'll be destroyed by fire. So what is the everlasting gospel that's mentioned here? And the Bible says in Romans 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Through it comes the power of God to save everyone who believes. It comes to the Jews first and then to the Greeks. For in the gospel is the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness that begins and ends by faith. As the scripture says, the righteous live by faith in God, and he declares them just." Paul says, There's four essentials to the gospel. He said, Jesus or God, Christ, died for our sins. So he was actually like our substitute, because of, if you go back, way back to the beginning when Adam and Eve fell, the wages of sin was death. So this is hence the reason why Jesus came down, the Son of God, to die for us, to take our place. The second point here is that Christ was buried. You know, Christ was buried, and that's why we celebrate Easter, for the fact that he died on Calvary and was resurrected. So he was buried for 3 days, and Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. So, and in John, that was in John 1:29. And we also find that we have redemption through his blood. Christ rose again on the Sunday, and Christ was seen by witnesses after his resurrection. And you can find that verse in Acts 1, verse 11. So that just gives us an idea what the gospel is, and why we are called to believe, because it means a lot more to God that his Son came down here to shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sin, and also enable us to be saved if we believe in him in faith. Okay, friends, let's get on to our next song here, and God bless you. And if you ever want a little book that we are giving away at the moment, the book that I read from the start of this program is called The Great Controversy. And you just email the station here. We also got another little book called Steps to Christ that we can give to you for free. And if you can just email the station here, it's the station, and just mention Call to Worship and the free book. Okay, here's a song that I love, the next song. And this song is called The Love of God. You know, God is love. God loves you this morning, and he loves everybody. And hence the reason why for this warning that is given, because he wants to save us. So here is The Love of God by David Phipps, Joy Gardner, and Guy Penrose.
judgment day, were every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade.
Amen. What a beautiful song that is. Just portrays God's love for you and for me. And, you know, God's desire is for us to be saved, is for us to come to know Him. And coming to know Him, you know, doesn't mean that we won't go through the guarantees that this world is a sinful world. And you know, we live in a world that's been taken over by the devil, or known as Satan or the dragon, and his whole purpose in life is to discredit God. He's the father of lies. He's the, as the Bible puts it, and the Bible also says that he accuses the brethren day and night before God, and his whole purpose is to go against God and to lead men away from believing God, because at the end of the day the devil will be destroyed by fire, and he wants to take as many of the human race with him to be destroyed. That's because he hates God so much. And if you want to know more about that story, you know, go back to the Bible and have a read of Genesis, how the world was created, how a person called very high angel named Lucifer fell because of his pride. He fell because he wanted to be like God, and how God had banished him from heaven and ended up here on earth. It's a beautiful story of creation, how our first parents, Adam and Eve, fell to the temptation of the devil, and that same temptation continues on until Jesus will come the second time. And that is why we also mention the gospel of the three angels' message, because it's God's final warning to us human beings here, to us people on earth, to come to know him, be on his side and not on the dragon or the devil's side. Because if you are, then you'll be destroyed by fire. But God wants you to be saved. He loves us. He created us in his image. And sin has destroyed that that picture of God in us, and hence the reason why he's calling us to come back to him, because he loves us. And that great verse that most Christians know in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life." So you believe in the Lord, my friends. Today, the Lord says if you believe in him, he'll save you. But also, when you believe in him, you need to also to come in surrender and repentance to him and obey him. And he will work his Holy Spirit in you to what they call sanctification, to help you to renew, because you have become a new creature. So God bless you, my friends. Today, this is Called to Worship with Willie Manu, and we're on every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And let's have another look now to another great song here. This is by Whitney Phibbs, Amazing Grace. Amen. Jesus loves you this morning, my friends. And if you were going through any, through tough times, whatever you're going through, then, you could get in touch with Jesus. He's there 24/7. and tell him your issues and the problems you're going through, the challenges, whether it's addiction or anything else in life that you're going through. And he promises to be there for you and for me 24 hours a day. And that was the reason why he came down here to die for us. And just finishing our conversation on the fact that we're talking about the first angel's message, and we're covering the just the bits of it, like the everlasting gospel we covered, and also the fact that he said that to fear God, that means to fear God is to means not to be, well, it kind of means to be respectful, because he is our creator, right? And so we come in to him in awe and in a manner of respect, because he's our creator. So we fear God or give him the glory. And his glory, we see here in Exodus 34:5-7, it says, because Moses asked God to show him his glory. And the Lord, and it says in Exodus 34:5-7, it says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the third and the fourth generation. You know, but as the first part of the verse said, that God is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and mercy. And that's the sort of God that we have, that we are invited to come before him. And the fact that Jesus died, he went back up to heaven. He hadn't completed his mission yet, because the whole redemption story ends when Jesus comes back the second time and sin will be destroyed forever. But when he was resurrected from the grave, he went back up to heaven, and at the moment he is advocating for us as our advocate up in heaven, saying that you and me believe in him, and that we should be saved. That's what he's doing. He's advocating for us in heaven. The other part of it is judgment. That before he comes, that we read in the first angel's message, it says, fear God and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made the heaven and earth. And there is a judgment coming, but the judgment is good news for those who believe in God. Jesus is going to uphold them and say to his Father that these people have trusted in me, they had faith in me, so they are declared righteous. So in Ecclesiastes 13 verse 14 it says, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. As I said, judgment always sounds scary, but everyone has to stand before God before Jesus comes back. And if you believe in God, we've got nothing to fear, because Jesus is our advocate. And if we have faith in him and if we believe and obey him, then we have nothing to fear. God bless you this morning, my friends. I'm just trying to sort of explain what the first angel's messages. There's three messages, and if you want to read it, it's in Revelations 14:6-11. Let's get on to our, and I just want to thank the New Zealand On Air for their work, good work, and also for supporting and sponsoring this program here. And you're listening to Fresh FM Nelson on 104.8, on 107.2 Nelson CBD, 95 on Eastern Golden Bay, and 88.9 in Blenheim. And I'm hoping you have a good day today with our next song here by the Crichton Gospel Choir, We Know Not the Hour.
We know not the hour of the Master's appearing, but signs all foretell that the moment is nearing. When He will return, it's a promise most cheering, but we know not the hour.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening in to Call to Worship this morning. And in Call to Worship, we also encourage you to read your Bible, to attend a church so you could know more about what the Bible is telling us these last days. And in the first angel's message, you saw that it says to praise God because He created the heavens and the earth. He created us to give glory to Him because the hour of His judgment is coming. And there's a judgment coming. It's going right on at this moment, the judgment. And that's why Jesus said the judgment hour is coming. So when Jesus comes, He'll hand out His rewards, i.e. give us our life eternal. And that's found in Revelations 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according to his work shall be. And, so that's a very brief coverage of the first angel's message for us this morning. And we continue on to the second. Well, let's have another look at what the Bible here says about the promises of Jesus' return. So if we look at back at the disciples, when the Savior was about to be separated from His disciples, He comforted them in their sorrow and with the assurance that He would come again. And He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and to receive you unto myself." And of course, that's John 14, 1-3. "So the Son of Man shall come in glory, and all the holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations." And that's Matthew 25:31-32. And also says here, on that day when they were on the mountain before Jesus went back up to heaven, the angels who lingered upon Mount Olive after Christ's ascension repeated to the disciples the promise of His return. "The same Jesus," they said, "which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in the like manner as He had seen Him go, as ye have seen Him go to heaven." And Acts 1:11. And the Apostle Paul, speaking by the Spirit of inspiration, testified, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God." 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says the prophet of Patmos, and that's found in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Also, John, speaking from Patmos, said, "Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye will see Him." So that's another promise of Jesus' return, my friends. He's certainly coming, and hence the reason why we're giving out the three messages of the angels, the last warning of God to the world, to us human beings. And you know, the three angels' message is not to frighten anyone, or it's not a scare tactic, or it's not conspiracy, as you say. It is a fact. It's God's warning from it's a warning from a loving God, and who wants the best for you, for me, for everybody in the world. The sad fact is that there will be no middle ground here, no sitting off the fence as such. The book of Revelation contains warning that every human being should take heed of. and it's part of the Three Angels' message. So we'll get on to our next song. Time's moving really quickly, and I'm hoping you're having a great day with Ancient Words, and this is by the Zoe, Z-O-E group.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope. In this world, where'er we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Amen. And Jesus answered them, saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do not know him and have. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And yes, my friends, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Only through him can we be saved, through faith, not of our own good works or our own righteousness. We have nothing to contribute there. Jesus offers us his blood on what he's done on Calvary. So he says, by faith, if you believe in me in faith, we can do what we can try and do everything we can, you know, throw money at things, try and do good works to try and earn our way to heaven, but that will contribute nothing. Good works does count, but it's faith in Jesus through the grace of God and through faith in Jesus and what he's done for us, and that's how we're saved. God bless you this morning, friends, and what shall we do here? We've covered a bit of the first angel's message. Maybe we'll sort of continue here with the second, just to give us an idea and some reading, perhaps, of the second angel's message. And he says, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That's found in Revelations 14:8. So what does the fall of ancient Babylon do with the preparation for the end time? And in Genesis 10, right from the beginning, Babylon, the word Babylon comes and it means Babel. It means confusion. It means now, these days, and right from the start, a rebellion, a false system, a counterfeit worship, everything evil in the sight of God. In fact, in another part of Revelation, we find that Babylon is everything opposite to God and his government. Therefore, if God has a truthful system, we would expect Babylon to have a false system of worship, and that is what we find. We haven't got much time now, but we'll try and cover that, maybe cover more of it on our next session. But at the moment, let's just play this is a beautiful song by Sounds Like Rain. I'd rather have Jesus. And friends, this is the decision we have to make today, is that would we rather have the word of God, God's word and his seal, or have the mark of the beast and lose your eternal life?
Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. Yes, I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. Yes, I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be
God bless you, friends, this morning, and thank you for listening in. Tune in again every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 10 and listen to Call to Worship. God bless you
today. Bloom. He's sweeter than honey right out of the comb. He is all that my hungering spirit needs. I would rather have Jesus and let him lead.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.